If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, we'll be Marion's basketball to start this second half as they lead Mountain Home 35-12. Marion will be moving left to right for these last two quarters. Patriots out on the floor. Mountain Home still getting a few last-second instructions from head coach Josh Fulcher. I'll tell you what, you knew Dell Leonard still with me here at the broadcast position in this boys' game. You knew Marion was probably about the best team in the state overall, you know, if not, they're close to it. But I tell you, it's still a struggle for Mountain Home in this game so far tonight.
Well, I mean, I think you said they had a player that was suspended last game
right in
our place. And really, their coach probably didn't have to do a lot of motivating after the way that we made them look at Mountain Home. And I'm sure that all he had to do was show film and challenge him a little bit, and they came out with their ears pinned back tonight.
No question. Boyce takes the inbound pass. We are back underway. He has up at the top. Mounts on once again in the man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Reeves on the right side. Down to Caesar just outside the lane for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. That's another thing there. It's hard to guard against 6'9".
You can't coach that. You can't teach that. I mean,
yep,
pretty talented.
And Woods comes up with the steal. He just picks Wyatt Gilbert's pocket, and he's fouled from behind as he heads back the other way. That is the seventh turnover against Mountain Home. Fouls on Luke Cruz as his third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. 7:20 left to play in the third quarter. 37-12, Marion leading it. Boyce will inbound it on the baseline, gets in to Caesar in the corner. Now out to Reeves. He's going to try for the long three-pointer. Will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Cruz. Back come the Bombers. Ben throws it into Gilbert. A wide pass, but Gilbert is able to secure it. Gilbert takes the screen from Jones, throws up top to Cruz. Over to Peters now on the left wing. Up top to Jones. Gives it to Cruz. Now back over to Peters on the left side. Up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert takes the screen. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Boyce. He will kick it into the front court to Woods. An alley-oop dunk to Timothy Caesar. 10 points for Caesar. 39-12. Marion leading it with 6:33 left of the third quarter. Here's Gilbert with it. Gives it to Benton on the right wing. Dribbles up to the top. Now Peters has it between the circles. Over to Cruz now on the right. Now Peters has it on the right wing. Down to Gilbert in the corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Now he's going into the lane. Kicks out to Talon Benton on the left side. Benton's going into the lane. And it has his pass knocked away from him and stolen by Caesar. Another turnover against Mountain Home. Back quickly come the Patriots. Now they'll slow it up. Here is Reeves with it on the right wing. Down to Heyman in the corner. Up top to Boyce. Now Woods has it between the circles. Now he dribbles a little closer to the half-court stripe to set up the offense. Now Boyce will take it. He has it up at the top. Over on the left side to Reeves. Another alley-oop. Oh, this one would not go, though. Offensive rebound for Woods. His pass is knocked away, but Caesar is able to get it. Now down to Heyman in the lane for the layup. It hangs on the rim and then finally goes in. Tristan Heyman in double figures with 10 points. 41-12, Marion leading Mountain Home. 5:22 left in the third quarter. Cruz into the front court. Has it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Benton. Over to Peters on the right. Up top to Jones. Over to Cruz on the left. Down the corner, near the corner, goes to Benton. And he's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Caesar. And back on the Patriots with less than 5 minutes left of the third quarter. A 29-point Marion advantage. Reeves' pass was knocked away, but Caesar's able to secure it for the Patriots. He'll throw it to Woods on the right side. down to Heyman in the corner. Thought about the jumper. Now kicks out to Woods. Now Woods going into the lane, going to give it to Heyman for the layup. Good.
You know, they're talented enough, but when they're letting them, you know, check you and put their forearm in you and stuff like that defensively, it sure makes it awful hard.
Absolutely. Cruz back the other way, going up, pull up for the jumper. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touch by Peters. He was trying to get the rebound. He just couldn't control it. And Marion will get back with 4:22 left in the third quarter. 43-12, Patriots on top. Boyce into the front court, throws it to Reeves. Reeves will dribble between the circles. Tried to do another alley-oop pass. It just went off the backboard, and Mount Home comes up with it on the steal. Going up for the layup was Peters. His shot was blocked, and Marion comes up with the basketball. When it rains, it pours.
Well, I mean, you got to just go make the layup. Don't slow down right there where they can catch up.
Yeah. Back the other way, a foul's going to be called on Mount Home in the lane. It's going to be on the floor. Colton Peters picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two, against Mountain Home. Matt Marion will inbound it with 3:53 left in the third quarter, leading by 31. Reeves inbounds it to Caesar, now up to Woods. His three-pointer will not go, and Benton gets the rebound and back on the Bombers. Ball goes to Cruz in the front court, now to Peters on the right side, down to Jones in the corner. Now gives it to Cruz. He's going to pull up for the jumper just outside the lane. Good. Luke Cruz with his first 2 points of the night. 43-14, Marion leading it with 3.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here is Boyce with it up top. Gives it to Caesar on the left elbow. Down in the paint, it goes to Reeves. He puts up the turnaround jumper. Good. Dietrich Reeves now with 4 points. 45-14. 3:06 left in the third quarter. 31-point Marion advantage. Now, the mercy rule is at any point in the fourth quarter, if the margin is at least 30, the clock will run continuously and stop on all dead balls. Here's Gilbert into the lane, going up for the layup, rolls around, falls out. Mount Home gets the offense rebound. Gilbert goes back up with it in the right corner. He can't get the jumper, and Marion gets the rebound. The only time in the back the other way quickly is Boyce. He goes in to the lane for the running jumper. Good. When the mercy rule is in effect, the only time the clock can stop is if someone calls a timeout. 47-14, Marion leading it, 2:25. Skip pass to Luke Cruz in the right corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. 5 points on the night for Luke Cruz. 47-17, Marion leading it with 2:14 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Woods with it on the right side. Throws up top to Boyce. Over to Reeves on the right. Hunter Bashir is going to check in from out to home with the next available time. 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter now. Woods heads up the top. Gives it to Boyce. Now Boyce will dribble between the circles. Gives it to Caesar on the right elbow. Now on the wing it goes to Reeves. Reeves will dribble into the lane. Going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Caesar. He gives it to Boyce cutting into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with a minute and a half left of the third quarter. Talon Benton picks up his second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. So it will be Makai Boyce at the free throw line. So far he's 1 of 2 from the charity stripe with 5 points. First free throw is up, no good. Hunter Bashir is going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Colton Peters. And for Marion, Tristan Heyman is going to take a seat. He'll be replaced by DeCorio Smith. So one more free throw for Makai Boyce. Second shot is up and in. He gets 1 of 2, and he's going to come out of the game and be replaced by Darius Waterford. 48-17, Marion leading it. Less than a minute and a half left of the third quarter as Gilbert brings it into the front court, throws over to Bashir's on the right side, over to Jones at the elbow, up top to Gilbert, over to Bashir's on the right wing. Bashir's going to drill down to the corner, kicks out to Cruz just near the elbow, up top to Jones. Jones drills toward the free throw line. Now kicks it back out to Cruz on the right wing. His three-pointer is up. Bounces around. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Marion. Lower men left in this third quarter. A 31-point Marion advantage. Here's Woods with it on the right wing. Gives it to Caesar on the elbow. His jumper, good. Timothy Caesar with 12 points. 50-17. Marion leading it. Gilbert gets out of a double team and goes up for a running jumper in the lane. No good. Gets no rebound. His shot, his putback was blocked from behind by Caesar. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holman bounding it with 40.2 seconds left of the third quarter. Benton will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Luke Cruz in the left corner. Up top to Jones. Jones will kick it out to Benton near the left corner. He's going down into the lane. Now kicks out to Cruz. Cruz is going to try for the three near the top. Good. Luke Cruz with 8 points, 50-20, Marion leading it, 24 seconds left of the third quarter. Now ball goes up to Smith, and Marion's going to hold for the last shot, so pretty much looks like this Mercer will probably be in effect the moment the fourth quarter begins. 10 seconds left. Here is Woods with it, 5 seconds. Woods going into the lane for the layup, no good. Jones gets the rebound, has a knock from behind. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Holmes basketball with 0.8 seconds left. Jaqueline Daniels going to check in for Marion, replacing Keyshawn Woods in 0.8 seconds left. Now Mount Holmes going to bring in several subs. Brandon Morris, Bennett Pinson, Baylor Cresselius, and Dawson Tabor all coming in. And it looks like the only one that's going to stay out on the floor is Hunter Bashirs. So Tabor will inbound it for Mountain Home. There's enough time for catch and shoot, but it'll be tough. Cresselius gets the inbound pass, loses the handles. He's not going to be able to get the shot off. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. Well, the fourth quarter will be a short one. The Mercer will be in effect the moment we begin. Our score at the end of three, Marion leading Mountain Home 50-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.